From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. Let's start from the national news. Spokesman of COVID-19 National Task Force Wiku Adhisa Smito said that efficacy and effectiveness are important factors that determine the quality of a vaccine. He explained that the efficacy meant the vaccine's ability to prevent the transmission of the coronavirus and to keep the pandemic under control. For its efficacy, the vaccine has to pass a series of clinical trials and be tested on a limited population. Meanwhile, the effectiveness is the vaccine's ability to protect the public from the disease. There are many factors that affect a vaccine effectiveness, such as its recipient's age, comorbidities, infection history, as well as the vaccine duration. The second factor is the vaccine's own characteristic, namely its composition, injection method, or whether it has been activated. To measure the vaccine effectiveness, the manufacturer should study its surveillance data to see its development and to monitor its effect on the recipient. The COVID-19 pandemic cannot be predicted when it will shake off. The 63rd Nusantara Day is commemorated in a hybrid way. Through offline, the commemoration event was held at the Ancol E-Convention Hall in North Jakarta, and Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan was present online via Zoom. Carrying the theme Strengthening Maritime Culture for the Improvement of the Digital Era Economy, Nusantara Day 2020 was commemorated to generate the nation's strength and cohesiveness in order to build the national economy amid the pandemic by optimizing information technology. As an archipelago country, its waters must unite the nation. Therefore, Indonesia needs to maximize its maritime culture to improve the nation's economy, which includes the potential for marine tourism, fisheries, and potential for transportation. The Indonesian Consulate General in Jeddah and the Indonesian Embassy in Riyadh, in collaboration with the Indonesian Police Criminal Investigation Agency, Directorate of Cybercrime, held familiarization of threats, challenges, and handling of cross-border cybercrime. The familiarization activity held on Sunday was opened by Indonesian Consul General Jeddah, Eko Hartono. This was stated by the Indonesian Consul General Riyadh through a written statement received by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Sunday. In his speech, Consul General Eko Hartono stated that the presence of a team from National Police Criminal Investigation Agency to Saudi Arabia provided insight about cybercrime and followed up complaints of fraud crimes through social media, as well as collecting additional evidence related to cybercrimes. Meanwhile, Police Chief Commissioner Oki Waskito highlighted various cybercrimes. Cybercrime modus operandi, crime metamorphosis, actions prohibited in the ITE law, and platforms that are widely used to commit cybercrimes. Let's move on to the international news. Taiwan will submit an application to join the revamped version of the Trans-Pacific Partnership once it has finished informal consultation with its existing 11 members. In a statement late Sunday, Taiwan's foreign ministry said that according to the process of the CPTPP, new member applicants needed to complete informal talks with existing members first and reach a consensus before applying. Those talks are ongoing, and member countries already clearly understand the determination and steps to seeking membership, and the attitude is quite positive. Once the informal consultation with all member states is completed, Taiwan will formally submit an application for membership in accordance with the procedure. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said that the first COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Canada on Sunday, and some Canadians are expected for a shot as soon as Monday. Canada and the United States are set to become the first Western nations after the UK to begin inoculation. The initial 30,000 doses will go to 14 sites across Canada. The most vulnerable people, including the elderly in long-term care facilities and healthcare workers, will be the first in line for shots. Oil prices rose on Monday, pushing Brent back about $50 a barrel, buoyed by hopes that a rollout of coronavirus vaccine will lift global fuel demand, while an extension of Brexit talks eased jitters on that front for now. Oil prices had rallied for six consecutive weeks, their longest stretch of gains since June. The United States kicked off its vaccination campaign against the COVID-19, buoying hopes that pandemic restriction could end soon and lift demand at the world's largest oil consumers. An extension of Brexit talks among European powers also buoyed financial markets on Monday. A $908 billion bipartisan COVID-19 relief plan set to be introduced in the U.S. Congress as early as Monday will be split into two packages in a bid to win approval. One will be a $748 billion measure, which contains money for small businesses, the jobless, and COVID-19 vaccine distribution. The other will include some key sticking points, liability protection for business, and $160 billion for state and local governments. The leaders of the House of Representatives and Senate did not immediately respond to requests for comment. One of the sponsors of the $908 billion plan, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, said earlier on Sunday it will be introduced formally on Monday. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Indonesia commemorates Nusantara Day every 13 December. The history of Nusantara Day began with the declaration of the then Indonesian Prime Minister Juanda Kartawijaya on December 13, 1957, regarding Indonesia's maritime boundaries. The statements, which become known as the Juanda Declaration, stated to the world that Indonesian seas include the surrounding areas between and within the Indonesian archipelago, becoming a unitary territory of the Republic of Indonesia. Legally, the designation of Indonesia as an archipelago country, as well as a maritime country, is stipulated in the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, UN Clause 1982. Through this, Indonesia's areas was increased to 5.8 million square kilometers, consisting of the territorial sea and inland waters covering 3.1 million square kilometers, and the exclusive economic zone covering 2 million square kilometers. As the largest archipelago country in the world, which has the second longest coastline in the world after Canada, or a long 108,000 kilometers, Indonesia has excellent potential from geopolitical, geostrategic, and geoeconomic points of view. Indonesia also has abundant marine natural resources, both living and non-living resources, and marine services that have not been optimally exploited. Indonesia's maritime potential has an important role in restoring Indonesia's unstable economy since the COVID-19 pandemic broke out in early 2020. This maritime potential is not only the marine and fisheries sector, but also the potential for marine tourism, which needs to be improved even amid the COVID-19 pandemic. In addition, the presence of digital technology also plays a major role in boosting and introducing marine potential, both marine and fishery products, as well as the potential for marine tourism. Fisheries communities and marine tourism business can also use digital technology to introduce products, seek opportunities, and plan marine tourism trips. This is in accordance with the theme of Nusantara Day 2020, namely, strengthening maritime culture for the increasing economy of the digital age. Hopefully, the 2020 Nusantara Day can bring new strength and solidarity to the Indonesian people in introducing Indonesia's maritime potential, so it can rebuild the national economy amid the pandemic. That was commentary from Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, our daily segment today in history starts with the event. On December 14, 1911, when the first successful expedition reached the geographic point of the South Pole. The first expedition which succeeded in reaching the geographic point of the South Pole was led by Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen. He and four other people arrived at the South Pole point on December 14, 1911, which is in the middle of the continent of Antarctica, and competed who was the first to set the South Pole point of the Earth with the British explorer Robert Falcon Scott. Next event is that in 1981, Israel seized Golan Plateau. Golan is a plateau in the border area of Israel, Lebanon, Jordan, and Syria. Previously, the area was Syrian territory, but Israel captured the Golan Plateau from Syrian hands in 1967 during the Six-Day War. At the beginning of the 1973 Yom Kippur War, Syria managed to take it back, but an Israeli counterattack succeeded in driving Syria out of most of the Golan Plateau. On the plateau, there are also hills which during the Arab-Israeli War were always fought over, such as Mount Hermon and Mount Booster. These two hills are the observation centers for Israeli soldiers, known as the Eyes of Israel. The last event is that in 1995, Dayton Agreement was signed in Paris. Dayton Agreement is the name of the agreement to end the Yugoslav War, which has been going on for 3.5 years, mainly for the future of Bosnia-Herzegovina. This agreement was approved at Wright-Patterson Air Base in Dayton, Ohio, the United States. The meeting was held starting from 1st of November to 2nd of November 1995. The main participants were the Serbian President, Slobodan Milošević, President of Croatia, Franjo Tudman, President of Bosnia, Alija Izetbegović, Chief Negotiator of the United States, Richard Holbrooke, and General Wesley Clark. The agreement was signed in Paris, France on December 14, 1995. And listener, that was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Salah, andai bisa kulawan semua
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Indonesia Minister of National Development Planning Suharso Monoarfa said, health, manufacturing, and tourism are the three industrial sectors that the Indonesian government is strengthening in economic recovery amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at the 8th United States-Indonesia Investment Summit held virtually on Thursday, December 10th, he explained that the health industry, such as pharmaceuticals, medical devices, and health services, are sectors that must be strengthened in investment to increase Indonesia's health resilience. Minister Suharto also said that Indonesia's manufacturing revitalization is no less important in supporting the national economic recovery. Strengthening the quality of the workforce can support technology 4.0. He emphasized that the manufacturing sector is expected to compete in the global supply chain. For the tourism sector, the government has been working with stakeholders and the private sector. It also needs investment from the private sector to revive tourism affected by the pandemic. He also mentioned that Indonesia is pushing for a digitalization program. The reason is the pandemic has accelerated digitalization in society in meeting needs. He said public transactions via digital also increased during the pandemic. The government is aware of this changing trend in digitalization. Therefore, it also needs private support. On a separate occasion, President Joko Widodo assigned the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, and State-Owned Enterprises, Minister Erick Thohir, to explore investment cooperation with the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. During a visit to Abu Dhabi recently, both had met the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan Dhabi. In his official statement, Minister Erick Thohir revealed that the government wants investment and economic cooperation to be realized through the participation of the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia in Indonesia Sovereign Wealth Fund, or SWF, and cooperation in SOEs projects such as through state-owned Sharia banks, as well as investment in Aceh Province and West Nusa Tenggara Province, especially in Mandalika. And listener, that was My Indonesia for today.
Kita terus maju.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I'm going to introduce you to Bau Nyale tradition from West Nusa Tenggara. Nyale is a party or ceremony known as Bau Nyale. The word Bau is from Sasak language, which means to catch, while the word Nyale means sea worms that live in holes in the rock under seawater. Bau Nyale is a sea worm hunting event. Those who hunt sea worms of various ages, ranging from kids to adults, men and women. Bau Nyale is a cultural icon that is an attraction for tourists' visit, and the event is awaited by tourists on the island of Lombok. This event is held around February and March. The place for the Bau Nyale ceremony is on Seger Beach, Kuta, which is located in the southern part of Lombok Island. The Bau Nyale party or ceremony is an event and tradition that is very legendary, and it has high sacred values for the Sasak tribe. The existence of the Bau Nyale party is closely related to a folklore in the southern part of central Lombok. Nyale is believed to be the incarnation of Princess Mandalika, a beautiful royal princess who threw herself into the deep seas. The reason is quite simple. Mandalika was a very beautiful princess. So many princes came to fight over Mandalika. Mandalika didn't want war to happen. Therefore, Mandalika chose to throw herself into the sea. The process of catching Nyale is carried out by using a special net, and it starts in the early morning hours. Using lighting devices such as flashlights, residents are ready to catch worms which have various colors at the sea. Catching Nyale requires patience, considering that this worm is quite agile and slippery. This colorful Nyale contains high protein, making it very delicious and worthy of consumption. Unsurprisingly, after catching quite a lot of Nyales, the residents immediately cook them. This is one of the culinary tours that you can try if you come during the ceremony. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Saat kecewa melandamu, ku ingin hilang sebentar saja, tapi ku tak bisa lakukan itu. Aku tertahan rasa sayang. Maafkanlah ku lupa diri. Hanya kamu.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and BOOK, Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Please Sit Down or Silakan Duduk. Listen to this conversation about please sit down or silakan duduk. Kevin gives his seat to a mother at commuter train.
Silakan duduk di sini, Bu.
Maaf merepotkan.
Tidak apa-apa, Bu.
Terima kasih, Nak.
Sama-sama, Bu.
Mau ke stasiun mana?
Ke Manggarai, Bu.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Silakan, which means please. Duduk, which means to sit. Maaf merepotkan Anda, which means sorry to disturb you or sorry to bother you. Turun, which means to down. Sama-sama, which means you're welcome. Tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay. Silakan duduk, which means please take a seat or please sit down. Mau ke stasiun mana, which means what station will you go to? To express welcome, it is usually initiated with the word silakan, which means please. When you invite someone to sit down, you can say silakan duduk, which means please sit down. In the dialogue, Kevin invites a mother at the commuter train to sit. Silakan duduk di sini, Bu, which means please take a seat here. The mother responds it by saying maaf merepotkan, which means sorry to disturb you. The phrase is usually expressed when someone feels themselves disturb others. Then the mother says, terima kasih, which means thank you, because Kevin has took her a seat. Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Silakan duduk di sini, Bu.
Maaf merepotkan.
Tidak apa-apa, Bu.
Terima kasih, Nak.
Sama-sama, Bu.
Mau ke stasiun mana?
Ke Manggarai, Bu.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
jatuh hati kepadamu. Sembilan puluh sembilan persen jatuh cinta. Ku menunggu tanda-tanda cinta itu darimu agar ku yakin 100% padamu. Maaf kau terlalu lama menunggu, bukan ku sengaja ingin menggantung, tapi ada sesuatu di dada yang gak bisa terucap dengan mudah. Cinta kurang 1%.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Into this music corner, I will present a Keroncong song entitled Tidurlah Intan, sung by Harvey Malaiholo. Although he is well known as a singer in pop genre, Harvey Malaiholo also dedicating his singing career in Keroncong genre. One of the Keroncong songs he sings is Tidurlah Intan, which was composed by Sutejo. The song tells about a mother who wants to take her child to sleep because the night is getting late. While singing with full of love, the mother lullaby her child for a sleep so that they go back to play again tomorrow. Let's listen to Harvey Malaiholo with Keroncong song entitled Tidurlah Intan. Enjoy the song.
Tidurlah pualamu, hari sudah lalu, pejamkanlah mata. Tidurlah sayang, tidurlah tak batan jiwa, jangan bermain juga, bergurau tertawa. Ibumu penat, asyik bernyanyinya. Anakku jauh hari, tidurlah Intan, tidurlah kekasih hati. Esok hari kita bergurau ke Bali.
Voice of
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Jalani setiap hari bersama. Oh, lalu ku jadi suka. Awalnya biasa, tapi lama-lama cuma ada biasa, tapi lama-lama ku selalu menunggu pesan dari kamu. Mungkin karena kita terbiasa jalani setiap hari bersama. Oh, lalu ku jatuh cinta.
Of Indonesia.
Telah ku coba. Tapi aku tak bisa.
rasa. Hadapi semua kenyataan, jalani semua walau tak bisa, cintaimu sepenuh jiwa.
Lambat terlambat ku menyadari semua, terlampau oleh waktu dan rasa yang terpendam. Ego, amarah, benci selalu ku telan sendiri, hingga terpikir tak harus ku tahan kembali. Ku relakan semua dan berlalu pergi bersama mimpi.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.